Welcome back to Sports Day. Jared, it's always great finals time because we get to speak to some of the best players in our game. And there's not many more consistent than Hamish Hartlett when it comes to players at the top of their game, playing for a team at the top of their game. Port Adelaide, top of the ladder from start to finish. And I reckon Hamish Hartlett, Jared's probably had one of his more consistent seasons.
Very strong year indeed. And he's been part and parcel of this outfit right throughout the tough times. And hopefully they're about to enjoy some really good times after finishing top of the ladder. It only gets better, really, if you start winning finals. And that's the challenge for them in a couple of nights' time. And they take on the might and power of the Cattery. Hamish Hartlett joins us. What an exciting time. Congratulations on the year to date, Hamish.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me. It's been a fantastic year so far for us and a really exciting few weeks ahead. We can't wait.
Take us through the year, because I can remember playing on Zoom, I think it was, over at Fox Footy, a couple of excerpts of the coach basically saying we're in it to win it. This is at the jumper presentation. People were replaying it around the land saying they're getting two or three or four steps ahead of themselves. But his positive attitude from the word go in your 150th year celebration has A, been justified, and B, it's been, I think, a really good window to how positive he's been inside the whole journey.
Yeah, he's spot on. I think Kenny and Vossi have really set the foundation for us from that point of view right from the start of the season. Really confident about where things were tracking and progressing for us as a playing group and as a footy club. You know, we've had a great block of training and games prior to the little layoff that we had for that sort of 5 or 6 weeks.
Yep.
And so we took some confidence out of that, and then everyone came back in great condition from that mini pre-season that we had, and we're ready to hit the ground running from sort of round two onwards. And that sort of positive mentality, I suppose, from Kenny and Vossi has filtered all the way through to us as leaders and to the rest of the playing group, and we've been able to set ourselves up for a good shot at the dream, I suppose, that we were all hoping for at the start of the season.
No two campaigns are ever the same. You lost Dougal Howard. He's playing some pretty good footy at the Saints. You've brought in a couple of players. A couple of younger players have got better. But if you just go back to compare 2019 and 2020, you guys were doing a hell of a lot right, which is, I think, one of the reasons it probably underpinned Ken's positivity. You were doing everything right from a defence through the middle, from stoppage to turnover. You just couldn't score as fluently as you needed to. And things in that area have certainly changed.
Yeah, you're spot on. Again, statistically, we were in the right areas in all aspects of our game, all components of our game. And we feel like, again, that was the basis of what we set ourselves upon for this season. We felt like there was a couple of minor things that we needed to tweak within the game plan, but we thought that if we could build on what we've achieved over the last year or two and that foundation that we had built, that we could have some success pretty quickly. And maybe there were some people on the outside that couldn't see that and had a bit of a laugh about us being so optimistic about what we might be able to achieve this year. But we've had some luck in terms of injury and our good players being able to stay on the park, which is always really important. But our game and our game plan has been really sound all year, and we've been able to put ourselves in a great position for this week and for the few weeks ahead.
So let's just break it down without getting way too technical, but you've got the best forward half press in the competition. You're number one, and yet you're really relying upon winning the ball at stoppage, and you've got the big bulls in there. You're really relying upon it, and you are number one or number two, depending on the week, in that area. And yet the one weakness you've got is moving the ball from your back half through to your forward half. And given that you're one of those guys, you've got Darcy Byrne-Jones on the other side, you're both great kicks. What's the problem with your D50 to F50 movement?
Yeah, I think the way that we set up our game is that we do have the ball in our forward half a lot. And so I don't know whether it comes down to a lack of opportunity in that area to be able to transition the ball from one into the other. Perhaps that comes into play, but that's certainly something that we feel within ourselves that there is a scope for improvement on, and I think that's been something that has been really pleasing for us this year is that we've continued to try and refine and improve our game week on week, no matter how well or poorly we've been going. And that's an area that we do feel like there is some improvement still left in us. We got Dan Houston back there in recent weeks as well, who certainly will add to that. But, perhaps it's just a lack of exposure in that particular part of the game. They've seen us sort of where we are in terms of that stat. I'm not sure where we rate compared to the rest of the competition, but it's obviously, something that we can work on.
Hey, Hamish, you're pushing up towards 200 games now. You've just turned 30. Yep. And yet, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is your first qualifying final. So, in the short time that you've got to reflect, how do you feel going into this game, in a journey sense, and also what it means to the club in such a special year of its 150th anniversary?
Yeah, I think it's the fourth finals campaign. So obviously, at the start of my tenure, sort of 2009, 2010, we were not in a great place as a football club, both commercially off-field or on-field with getting results. We were only winning a few games from year to year. Then sort of Kenny came on board with a couple of other people, Koshy, and really sort of stuff as a football club. We played finals 2013 and 14, missed out in a couple of years, and then played in 2017 as well. So fourth finals campaign, but each time prior to this year that we've competed in the finals that I've been a part of, it has pretty much been an elimination style. So this one is quite different, but really just it's an overwhelming sense of pride, I guess. Knowing that I've been a big part, along with a lot of other guys, in getting the club to where it's at now, based on where it was when I first got there. So really, really exciting time for our football club in our 150th year, and just incredibly proud of the amount of time and effort and work that's gone in over the past decade to get us here.
We're speaking to Port Adelaide Vice Captain Hamish Hartlett on Sports Day. Last night I got on the couch and I got the blanket on. It's a little bit chilly. Yep. I tuned in on the couch. Good. And then Footy Classified. Yep. I reckon I watched the same vision three times, Jared. Of poor old Tommy Cleary.
Yeah, getting butchered.
Getting pantsed by Tom Hawkins. He kicked six. I think they moved Jonas onto him a little later in that game. But Hamish is a leader and is also a fellow defender, and maybe even the captain of the backs in a way, given your experience. What do you say to a Tom Cleary coming up to again against Tom Hawkins, given what happened last time?
Oh, look, we know Tommy. Tommy's a great player. He's done some incredible jobs on Tommy Hawkins prior to that game, and some other fantastic forwards. He generally gets the biggest and best forwards every week, and does a pretty good job on them. We feel like we didn't give Tommy the support at all in that game that we should have. Hawkins in fantastic form all year. The ball was pretty well coming to him in an uncontested fashion for a lot of the game, and Tommy Cleary received no support from us defenders surrounding him as well. So there's certainly some structural things that we did look at, and we will implement going into this game. Our pressure around the footy needs to be a lot better than what it was, and hopefully Tommy or whoever it is that does play on Hawkins will get a bit more of a chop out this week, which I've got no doubt that he will.
Can I ask you, Hamish, whether everyone has been too harsh on Port Adelaide for that loss? Because you came off the back of a monster victory against Richmond.
Mm.
And to me, no one's given you the chop out for a bit of a psychological letdown. Now, in some ways, it was a good letdown because you're going to have to learn from that if you're going to win three finals to win the premiership. You can't get carried away too much. But having been beaten by Brisbane and having your challenge being challenged right across the land, you came out and stitched up the side that's regarded as the best side in the competition as we speak in the Tigers. And yet it did look as if you're pretty flat. Did you feel that?
Certainly we didn't feel like we were as sharp pre-game or any at any stage throughout that game that we had been previously, or even since then as well. So we feel like we are better prepared for this one, to understand a little bit better the game plan and game style that Geelong are going to bring to us and how to cope with that. So we feel like we are far better positioned now to take on that challenge than we were last time around. I think the Geelong families had just gotten into town as well, so they might have been riding a little bit of higher on that as well. I think they arrived the day before perhaps that game. So, that, you know, that's certainly no excuse as to why we played the way we did, but we feel like we're better prepared this time around.
Hamish, great having you on. You're one of our favourites here in Sports Day, and we're hoping that Port Adelaide go very, very deep into October. Good luck against the Cats.
No worries. Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Hamish Hardlett, the vice-captain of Port Adelaide. Speaking of which...
great ambassador for his club.
Indeed. Hamish. So too was Roger Rashid.
Yeah, what's happened? I haven't heard from Roger.
He's dead set gone to ground. We're going to find him.
But why has he gone to ground, given that Port have been first all year? Wouldn't this be the opposite? Shouldn't it be the opposite?
You would think so, but Roger works in mysterious ways. We're going to find out where he's been, why he's been so quiet over the last few months, and maybe you can give us an update on the French Open this time tomorrow night. That was Hamish Hardlett. Thanks to Kia and Red Energy.